Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for isolated showers today. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Highs level off around 60. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the state legislative session rolls along, the legislature wrapped up last week having their hearing on Medicaid expansion that's been pushed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly throughout her entire administration. But after the end of the hearing, it didn't go any further throughout the committee. As State Representative Patrick Penn says, it's a good thing that Kansas is not getting on board with the expansion of Medicaid.
Well, you're one of many who have now understood that being a Democrat is a mental health issue. The bottom line up front is Medicare expansion does not help our hospitals. The data does show that it's been a huge negative for those states that have refused expansion. And those ones that have refused it, they should continue to do so. We even see that some states that have done expansion, they are actually rolling it back because of the numbers and the negative impact to their bottom line. Kansas is doing well by not joining into the fray and doing something that's detrimental to our entire economy.
Mid-American Network News.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
More industry set to move to the state of Kansas around the state as the latest window and door manufacturing company known as Marvin has announced they will be investing more than $76 million to build a new facility in the Kansas City area. WIBW reports the announcement came from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly saying that Marvin, a premier manufacturer of windows and doors, has selected Kansas City as the future home for their latest plant by building the $76.5 million 400,000 square foot facility with the anticipation it would be completed by 2020. According to the company, they say they're planning to employ more than 100 members in full-time positions in the area across manufacturing, fabrication, and assembly divisions to produce the company's industry-leading fiberglass window and door solutions. Overall, the company says they want to hire more than 600 employees for part of their workforce in Kansas City alone by 2028. With the expansion, the company of Marvin will be operating in 17 different cities across North America. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Valley County Sheriff Casey Hurlburt is standing conviction in connection with insurance fraud cases. He was charged with a felony insurance fraud for falsely reporting the date of a car accident in order to take advantage of an insurance claim. In a plea bargain earlier this week, Hurlburt was convicted of a reduced charge of misdemeanor attempted insurance fraud, and the plea bargain is awaiting a judge's approval. In other news, a legislative package aimed at cutting property taxes advanced out of committee. As Governor Jim Dillon, who has been advocating for this package since the beginning of the second session of the 108th Nebraska Legislature, praised the 7-0 vote to advance it. He called the relief historic and transformational. Revenue committee members said that it would be a welcome surprise come pink slip season. The proposal aims to cut off half or more of local school taxes. And in order to make up for those shortfalls, the package would remove some sales tax exemptions. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Do you need assistance keeping your family warm this winter? Consider applying for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, to keep your furnace on. The application period is open until the end of March. Visit dcf.ks.gov and click on Apply for Services to submit your application. LEAP will help your family stay warm this winter.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and heard a presentation from the Agency on Aging for a new generator at the Helving Center in the amount of $65,000. Verbal approval was given to move forward. Later in the meeting, commissioners voted to declare a generator used at the temporary health department location as surplus. County Sheriff met with the board to advise Marshall County's been awarded a $1.38 million grant for education and technology for the proposed jail project. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran will announce that federal investment with Marysville Police and the Marshall County Sheriff's Office Monday at 3 p.m. As ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, and Science, Moran helped secure the investment in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2024 with the new resources to be used to upgrade equipment. Washington County Commissioners heard from the county appraiser that median property values will rise an average 25% this year. The office has heard concerns from citizens who are encouraged to provide documentation if they feel values are not accurate. Kansas State Board of Education held a public hearing Friday afternoon in Bern to receive input regarding USD 115 Nemohal Central's petition to transfer territory from USD 113 Prairie Hills in a dispute as to students being sent to Nemohal Central from the former Bern School, which was closed in 2012. A closure of the Wetmore School, also which was in USD 113, set off several land transfer requests from adjacent districts, including USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, and USD 335, Jackson Heights, which have been settled. Some 81 square miles remain in contention that Nemohal Central is hoping to transfer. Written testimony in the matter may also be submitted to the State Board of Education before April 15th. A recommendation is expected to include a public hearing at the May meeting with a final vote at the June meeting. City of Blue Rapids has announced emergency sirens at 600 Gypsum and East 6th Street have been deactivated due to age and mechanical malfunctions. Public Works recently conducted a survey to verify the two remaining sirens at the firehouse and 100 East 9th Street will provide adequate coverage to effectively alert citizens in the event of an emergency. Beginning Monday, Smoky Hill will start the U.S. Highway 36 manhole replacement project in Marysville, replacing manholes at the intersection of Center at 5th, 7th, 9th, 11th, and 13th Street. Each location will take approximately 2 weeks to complete. Traffic will be affected one block either side of the manhole on Center Street. The center turn lane will be barricaded, traffic shifted either way. During this time, no parking allowed on Center Street. They'll begin at the intersection at 5th and Center and work east beginning Monday. Edgar and Ed Huddleston, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ed Huddleston. Ruth L. Slama, age 96, of Salina, formerly of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville. Burial in the St. Paul Cemetery east of Washington. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Slama. Stanley Mueller, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away March 19. Funeral service Wednesday, March 27, 10:30 at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Mueller. James E. Jim Picolette, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private service will be held with the Patton Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Picolette. Cindy K. Rose, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Private celebration of life service will be held by family at a later date, with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Cindy Rose. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, runs a casserole, a muffin, three bean salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Polish sausage, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkrauts, peas, and cinnamon applesauce. Key NDY News Time, 7:14.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain and snow showers likely overnight with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then staying clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the mid 40s and mid 50s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and a bit warmer into Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-70s, and mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 60. Record high on this date, 95. The average low, 35, and the record low is 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:22. Sunset this evening at 7:44. 10 to 15 hundredths of an inch of rain across the area Saturday night into Sunday. 53 degrees with a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model work truck. A new 24 Silverado 1500, it's the High Country Edition. And a 2024 Silverado 3500 HD with a 6.6 Duramax diesel engine. Available for your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. There has not been a lot of recent movement in grain prices. Dr. Kim Anderson, a grain market economist with Oklahoma State University Extension, says there isn't a lot going on to push prices in either direction.
There's just not anything going on right now. We've got the winter wheat crop. It's all planted. It's in relatively good condition, both in the United States and around the world. We've got the corn, soybean, summer crop plantings coming up. But again, moisture's relatively good around. I think the market feels like they've got a good handle on things in the U.S. and the world, and there's just not much happening. happening.
Anderson says the upcoming United States Department of Agriculture report this Thursday will provide some direction.
Well, the report that the entire market's waiting on is a prospective plantage report that'll be released next Thursday on March the 28th. It'll have the estimates for all the summer crops, including spring wheat, and it'll have pretty much the final planting estimates for your hard red winter and soft red winter wheat. So that's a big report. And then you've got the quarterly stocks report that the market always watches, because that tells us how much product we got in the bin or in storage.
He then goes on to give our listeners information about what to watch for in the upcoming days.
Well, right now I'm watching harvest prices. Pretty much all our wheat from 23, corn, beans, everything's pretty much been sold. So I'm watching harvest prices. You look at wheat right now, you know, we talk about it moving sideways. It's been moving from about $5 to $5.50, 5.25 right now, right in the middle. But you look at the stocks to use averages, world and U.S., both right at average. So you'd think our prices would be around $5.80 for harvest delivery.
Once again, that's grain market economist with the Oklahoma State University Extension, Dr. Kim Anderson, commenting on the grain markets, waiting for the upcoming prospective plantings report this Thursday. And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Lloyd Garver at Garver's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one. Yes, they have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Sweet 16 is set. Another three seed went down during Sunday's second round of the NCAA tournament. Clemson, a six seed, held off Baylor 72-64. Tigers head coach Brad Bronwell post game.
Today, things work for us. And sometimes that's why basketball can be a cruel game. It's hard.
Clemson will face two-seed Arizona Thursday in the round of 16. There was almost a second upset. Nine-seed Texas A&M took Houston, a one-seed, to overtime. Even after losing four of starters to foul trouble, Houston survived with a 100-95 win. Post-game, Cougars guard Jamal Shedd said that Coach Sampson's trust in the team motivated them to put the foot on the gas in overtime.
He has the ultimate trust in us, and we have the ultimate trust in him. He's the best motivator I've ever been around in my life, best coach I know in America. And, you know, when a guy like that trusts you, your confidence level is through the roof.
The Cougars move on to battle four-seed Duke on Friday. San Diego State cruise past Yale 85-56. They get to face top-seeded UConn on Thursday after the Huskies knocked out Northwestern 75-58. Alabama defeated Grand Canyon 72-61. To the NBA, there was little defense in the Lakers' tilt with the Pacers, L.A. winning 150-145. The T-Wolves took down the Warriors 114-110. The Bucks cruised past the Thunder 118-93. And the struggling Cavs fell to the Heat 121-84. Update to the Shohei Ohtani ex-interpreter investigation. The new Dodgers star will address reporters today for the first time since the investigation began. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said Ohtani is doing the right thing.
I'm happy he's going to, speak and speak to what he knows and give his thoughts on the whole situation. I think it'll give us all a little bit more clarity.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify.
Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has 20 high-quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearling and two-year-olds warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The U.S. grain market is impacted by more than what farmers grow in their fields. The senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, discusses how the U.S. dollar and shipping have made impacts to the market. He begins by saying how the U.S. dollar has moved.
Seen the weaker dollar start to help, I think, lend a bit of support to our export programs as the commodities are becoming a bit more competitive. Always get a bit worried when we see that U.S. dollar raise. It just makes already expensive commodity even more expensive for a lot of our customers on that.
Allen says how shipping in and around the U.S. has changed because of the weather.
We've seen the Baltic Dry Index rally a bit in the last 2 weeks. It's up above 2,200. Nothing overly strong, but continued disruption in the Red Sea with the Houthi disruption on ships continues to cause problems across those trade channels. Also, the Panama Canal is operating well, but we continue to need rain down there. Because we don't have a big export program, the U.S. has sort of solved that problem by anything going west is coming off the PNW. Anything out of the center going east is coming out of the center Gulf. So we've sort of addressed that problem or those issues with our domestic internal trade flows to those export markets. On the Mississippi, water is back up to normal, but we will need some good summer rains to maintain that to avoid a water problem and low water later in the year. So we continue to watch that as well. On one footnote, U.S. River System Center Gulf has put a record number of containers out of the Center Gulf. These are containers that have been shipped by barge down to the port. It's going to be interesting to see how that supply chain for that container market continues to grow in coming years.
He touches on other things happening around the world and what he is keeping an eye on.
A number of these geopolitical issues that remain in the forefront really haven't become tremendous problems. Black Sea, Ukraine specifically, some of the shipping issues, grains and the bulk commodities have been able to address fairly efficiently. The problems haven't necessarily gone away. As we enter into these summer months, we're going to be looking at weather markets and production, and I continue to look at these geopolitical issues, which could raise their head anytime and really cause some issues for agriculture.
That was the senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, with an update on the international grain market while also sharing the impact of the U.S. dollar and shipping. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock, and looks like we missed the weather and certainly got a little shower out there, probably 4,400 sub Beatrice area, and certainly take that, but it's going to be the cause of a short run here today. Thank goodness we did get hay in last Wednesday, Thursday, and we will fire away at 11 o'clock here this morning. Still have certainly cows and the bulls for the way up section. A little shorter on the hay all the way around. And certainly going to be a small end on the cattle sale as everybody was kind of watching what the weather pattern was doing. So let's get after it here this morning. 11 o'clock start, and the good news out of the whole deal is the cattle market is still on fire with 190 to 192 in the carcass, 302 in the carcass, I should say, and 190 to 192 in the cash. A lot of cattle that was moving last week, extremely good markets.
Well, at high noon, we will get into the hay department, and the square bales were certainly going to be short. There was 104 first cut alfalfa that did come in yesterday with very little rain up here yesterday afternoon and evening. In the big round department, it's going to look like this. 22 round alfalfa third cut, also round alfalfa 10 cut, second 10 bales second cut at 18.15. There's going to be 11 prairie, 23 grass that weigh 14.63, 6 grass in the brome department, 11, 10 at 14.55, 14.65, and 15.62. In the round brome, 10 in the round Sudex, 11 in the round rye, 11 in the round CRP, 87 bales, round corn stalks, 26. In the feeder cattle, after last week's two sales, really attractive sales last week, today is going to be a rather small sale. We do have one black and one red bottle calves. They're going to be coming off the cow. That will certainly sell about a quarter of one here today. And then the feeder cattle, like we labeled, certainly short. 31 black steer and heifers. They got a 90-day wean. In fact, really good calves, the Farley cattle out of Dakin. $450 to $650. Jerganaw cattle out of Fairbury, they are going to be $450 to $550. There's going to be 11 black and red steer and heifers. Excellent cattle there. Also, there's 9 black yearling open heifers. They're going to be black and black baldy heifers. They're going to weigh that 800 pounds out of Nebraska City. We certainly should catch another 40 to 50 here this morning. We will have some attention paid to yearling cattle coming up. There's 3 rather large bunches. If you have yearlings, folks, we'd certainly try to put those together in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So please give us a call on all the cattle there. And if you've got yearlings, certainly give us a call. Well, that's going to wrap it up here today on a smaller sale after the weekend of looking for more moisture. And you certainly know that you can give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. And as we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 53 degrees. We'll look for highs steady in the middle 50s today with an approaching cold front. Highs only near 40 on Tuesday.
Just give them some wiggle room and earthworms can work wonders in your lawn and garden. The amazing facts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 25th. It is the 85th day of the year. Elton John celebrates his 77th birthday, and March's full worm moon shines tonight. It's called the full worm moon because right about now, earthworms are beginning to work their way to the surface. Sure, they're slimy and squirmy, but there's no denying how valuable they are to the soil. Some growers have found worms can replace chemical fertilizers entirely. The Wiggly Little Manure Factories are said to increase production of pasture by 30% and double production of field peas and corn. A handful in your compost pile will do wonders, too, nearly doubling the speed of decomposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more about the moon online at almanac.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Golden Harvest tested different hybrids to find out how they responded to rescue nitrogen applications in wet fields. Here's Chad Smith.
Bruce Battles, a technical agronomy manager with Syngenta Seeds, says the weather can have a big impact on soil.
In a lot of years right now, we would think about a lack of nitrogen due to potentially heavy rainfalls or leaching of nitrogen through the soil, but this year we've actually probably had more of a problem, more of an issue with getting nitrogen to the plants. Slow mineralization early due to the cooler temperatures and with the dry soils, depending on how growers are placing their nitrogen, getting nitrogen to that developing seedling has been a challenge. But a lot of what we've focused on has probably been more of what we're not seeing this year in our agronomy research program is actually how to handle those more common cold, wet each springs.
And this will get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Baseball fans, support your hometown Shockers this spring. With new head coach Brian Green, the Shockers are playing an exciting brand of baseball. And new enhancements to the outfield experience on Coleman Hill at X Stadium have turned each game into a can't-miss event. Bring in a cooler filled with your own food and beverages out to Coleman Hill for a fun and cheap outing at the ballpark. Select alcoholic beverages are permitted. Restrictions apply and fans must be 21 to drink. View upcoming games and grab your tickets today. Visit goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drop-Tite. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Spring football practice is underway for teams across the state of Kansas, including KU, where head coach Leipold says that even with some of the changes in leadership that they've had over the past year, they're excited for the new season and bringing new perspectives.
It's forcing me to make sure that I'm covering things that maybe sometimes you kind of take it for granted maybe, and you don't want to ever get that way, but you've had coordinators with you for a long time. You trust them to disseminate the information. Well, now sometimes it's new, and it kind of gets us back to making sure we're reviewing it.
Players on the team also say it's refreshing to see a new perspective from new coaches on the team.
I've had the same coaching staff watch me run routes for 4 years, and now I have new guys that are like, well, maybe you could do this way. Maybe you could shorten up this stride, stuff like that, where you get new input and new insight on how to become a better player.
This is what I'm going to need throughout the season. This is what the DB's going to need, because we've got a coach like not playing with us. So, yeah, just to have our mindset just going hard. Like, not messing up, having that mindset, just keep going every day.
Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.